用怎么样的？我们先有一个祷告。
Brothers and sisters, let's first have a word of prayer.
荣耀的主，我们感谢你。
Glorious Lord, we do want to give you thanks.
你曾向亚伯拉罕显现。
Lord, you did appear to Abraham.
你引领他的脚步走进你心里边最美的那个旨意里。
And you led him to the most beautiful part of your purpose.
我们今天下午仍然在这里仰望你。
Lord, this afternoon we also look to you.
在这里向众圣徒显现。
Lord, that you may appear to all the saints.
如同当日你在亚伯兰身上所做的一样。
Just as the same work that you did in Abraham's life.
叫我们寻找到那个把我们的脚步带回正路上的那个光。
That we may find the light to lead us back to the straight path.
主啊，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
因为你把你自己的话赏给我们。
Because you have given us your own word.
是那样的准确。
It is so accurate.
是那样的明亮。
So enlightening.
又是那样的甘甜。
And it's so sweet.
能让在那里尝到你话语的甘甜的人，心里头的爱慕给提起来。
That those who have tasted of that sweetness, that our hearts are lifted up.
主啊，今天下午我们就仰望你，把这样的一个恩典赏给我们。
So Lord, this afternoon, Lord, we look for such grace from you.
带走我们身体的疲倦。
Lord, with our own physical tiredness.
用你复活生命的大能来托住我们每一个人。
That you must sustain us with your power of life and resurrection.
当你的话语一打开的时候，叫我们里面有响应。
Lord, that as your word is opened up to us, we may respond to you.
让我们认识你自己的话，就是我们在跟随你的路上那一个绝对的、唯一的指引。
That we may know your word, that it is the only.compass for our life.
没有别样可以代替你自己的话所发表的。
There is nothing that can replace what your word speaks to us.
但愿下午神儿女们的心都给吸引到你自己的宝座前。
That in this afternoon, all your children's hearts may be drawn to your throne.
让我们众人一同在这里享用你的同在。
That all of us may enjoy your presence.
也借着你在我们身上所做的，固定我们在合你心意的路上继续的往前行。
And that through your work in our lives, we may move forward according to your heart.
主啊，我们在这里等候你。
Lord, we are here waiting for you.
主，借着你说过的话，今天下午向我们再说一遍。
Lord, the words that you have already spoken, speak once again to us.
叫一切的荣耀、尊贵、权柄、能力、爱戴都归给你。
That may all glory and honor and power and authority be unto you.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
感谢主，我们下午特别的专题大会的安排，让我和弟兄姊妹们来交通关于神的话这一点。
We thank the Lord for these afternoon workshops. My part is to share on the Word of God.
我们感谢神，虽然好像神的话这一个题目啊，对我们来说是太熟悉了。
We thank God that even though this topic of the word is something that's very familiar to us.
从我们才信主的时候开始。
Starting from when we were just saved.
我们就一直给教导要好好的来读神的话。
We were often taught that we need to study the word of God.
但是为什么要读神的话呢？
But why do we have to study the word of God?
基督徒就要读神的话。
Because we are Christians.
太笼统一点了。
It's too general.
我们是在感谢神。
We do thank God.
他向我们说话。
When he speaks to us.
他也没有隐藏，他要我们去认识他的话的目的。
He did not try to hide that he wants the purpose for which he wants us to read his word.
我想我今天下午和弟兄姊妹们交通以前，我们先来看几处的经文。
So before I share, I'd like us to turn to a few scriptures.
都是很熟的经文。
These are all very familiar
passages. 但是我们盼望在那个很熟很熟的里面，能有一些新鲜的看体会。
But we hope that even in this familiarity, there may be some freshness as we study them.
我们先看提摩太后书第三章。
Can we please first turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3?
提摩太后书第三章
2 Timothy chapter
3从十四节开始我们
We'll start from verse 14
但你所学习的所确信的要存在心里因为你知道是跟谁学的并且知道你是从小明白圣经这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧圣经都是神所默示的与教训督责使人归正教导人学义都是有益的叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事
You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faithwhich is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
另外一处请弟兄姊妹看的是彼得后书第一章。
And the second portion is in 2 Peter chapter 1.
我们看二十节和二十一两节。
20, verse 20 and 21.
第一要紧的该知道经上所有的预言没有可随私意解说的因为预言从来没有出于人意的乃是人被圣灵感动说出神的话来
But know this first of all that no prophecy or scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation for no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will but when moved by the Holy SpiritBut men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God.
我们感谢主，从刚才我们所读那两处的经文的里头。
We thank the Lord that from the two passages that we just read,
我们看到圣经的来源。
We see the origin of the Bible.
从人看来，圣经是好像是历史历代以来经过很多的人的。编写就把它编出来了。
From men's perspective, the Bible was put together by a collection of writings by men.
但是主的话告诉我们，事情并不是这样。
But the Word of God tells us it's not so.
让你很清楚地告诉我们说。
It clearly tells us.
圣经乃是神的默示。
The Bible is inspired by God.
神的话乃是神的灵感动人。把神的意思表达出来。
The word of God came through the moving of the Spirit in men.
所以不管圣经有多多有有那么样的厚。
So no matter how thick the Bible is.
里面经过的年代有那么好几千年。
And the number of years may be thousands of years.
里面所说的话好像是彼此没有什么很直接的关联。
And as if the words within it do not somehow interrelate.
好像而已。
It's just somehow.
并不是真的。
It's not true.
事实上，整本的圣经那么厚里面的话，一直是围绕着一个中心的。
In reality, the whole word of God surrounds but one topic.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那神把他这个话留下来。
When God left us His word,
他很清楚地指出。
He very clearly indicated.
这些话都是他说的。
These words were spoken by Him.
虽然里面有些话是神直接说。
And some of these are spoken directly by God.
有些话是神把别人说的事情，他转告给接受感动的人。
And some he spoke through others, through his moving.
但是总的一句话来说，圣经都是神要我们去认识的他的心意。
But in summary, the Bible is there so that we may understand the heart of God.
那这个心意 包括很多的事物。
And this heart of God includes many different things.
但是这许多的事物都是为了一个目的。
But all these different things are for one purpose.
用主自己的话来说，乃是叫我们得了那个得救的智慧。
So in the Lord's own words, it is for us to obtain the wisdom of salvation.
我们先简单的来说一下。
Let us simply put it this way.
弟兄姊妹们，你怎么得救的呢？
Brothers and sisters, how were you saved?
你说有一些比我信主更久的弟兄姊妹们向我传福音。
And you may say, well, some brothers and sisters that knew the Lord for much longer than I, they preached the gospel to me.
我听见了。
And then I heard the gospel.
我就觉得非常的受吸引。
And then I was drawn by that.
我也很受感动。
And I was moved.
我就信了。
And then I believed.
那你信了主以后，那你就知道自己得救了。
And then after you believed, you knew that you were saved.
弟兄姊妹们，究竟是传福音的人的话，给你那个得救的把握呢？还是他们说的话以外的另外一个事实，叫你得着这个得救的把握呢？
So, was your assurance of your salvation based on the words that they had spoken?Or outside of the words that they had spoken.
我们都很清楚。
We are very clear.
如果不是神说话在前，
If God did not speak first,
人把神的话再说出来，
And then when man speaks those words,
让我们知道神的心思，
So that we can understand the mind of God,
我们是不可能得救的。
Then we are not able to be saved.
因为人讲的话就是人讲的话。
Because when man speaks is the word of man.
要叫我们得着拯救，那必须是根据神说的话。
But for us to be saved,It must be according to the word of God.
那这一点从我们蒙恩得救的经历上面来，我们都能体会得到。
So from our own experience of salvation, we can all experience it.
地上有许多的宗教。
There are many religions on this
earth. 他们也有许多的道理。
And they had many thoughts and reasonings behind them.
但是这些道理有些很有智慧的。
And some teachings may even have much knowledge, much wisdom.
但是他们没有办法带出一个结果，叫你掌握的那么确实，你得救了。
But none of them can give you the assurance that you have been saved.
他们也没有叫你得着一个把握，你和神的关系调整了，并且是那么实际的在你的经历里头表达出来。
And none of them can give you the assurance.That you have a real experience before God.
我们都经历这个事实。
We all experience this.
从神的话里面，我们就认识了神。
So from the Word of God, we came to know Him.
从神的话里头，我们就找到回家的路。
From His Word, we found the way back home.
从神的话的里面，我们给带进神的荣耀的丰富里。
So from His Word, we have been brought into the fullness of the glory
of God. 这是非常非常确实的一件事。
And this is a very sure thing.
从前一个弟兄。
There was a brother once.
从小就叫做基督徒。
Since he was young, he was considered to be a Christian.
但是他从来不读经的。
But he never studied the Bible.
后来一直到了他相当年纪了。
And it wasn't until he was of a certain age.
他在飞机场工作的。
And he was actually one that worked in the airport.
主给他尝到那个救恩的滋味。
Somehow God gave him the assurance of the taste of salvation.
有一件事情在他身上发生了。
Something happened in his life.
他接连两三天晚上都不睡觉。
So for two or three nights he couldn't sleep.
为什么不睡觉呢？
Why couldn't he sleep?
是喜乐的不能睡觉呢，还是别的原因叫他不能睡觉呢？
Was it because he was too joyful or was it something else?
不。
No.
是神的话吸引他。
It was the word of God that suddenly drew him.
他花了几个晚上不睡觉，拼命在那里把神的话来读。
So for a few nights he spent all the time just studying the word of God.
他就跟弟兄姊妹们做见证说。
So then he testified to the brethren.
我从前以为圣经是那样沉闷的。
I used to think that the Bible was so dull.
我以为读神的话，那的确是浪费时间。
I felt that reading the word of God was such a waste of time.
那是我的愚昧。
But it was my foolishness.
那结果呢？他发现，在主的话里头，那个宝贝，那些甘甜。
But then he found the treasures and the sweetness of the Word of God.
他放不下。
He couldn't let go of the Word.
白天上班不能看。
During the day he had to work, so he couldn't read.
下班以后他就一直看。
So he studied the Word afterward.
连饭都顾不得吃。
And he even forgot his meal.
连睡觉的都不放在心上。
And he forgot, he even let go of his sleep.
他就拼命在那里。读神的话要补偿从前所失去的日子。
So he kept on reading those words so that he could make up for the lost days in the past.
当然这个弟兄的经历是比较特别一点。
Now of course this brother's experience is very unique.
但是确实说出一个事实。
But it does speak forth of a truth.
如果主的话没有那样的满足人的心思。
If the word of God cannot satisfy the thoughts and mind of
man, 你怎么强迫人也不会投身在其中。
You can't force it upon someone.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主自己的话见证他的话的功用。
The word of the Lord proves the effectiveness of
the word. 我们刚才读的提摩太前书那里所提到的，后书里头所提到的。
We had studied earlier in 2 Timothy.
他说圣经都是神所默示的。
He said all scripture is inspired by God.
以教训督责。
Good for reproof, for correction.
使人归正，教导人学义。
For teaching, for training in righteousness.
都是有益的。
And this is all profitable.
叫属神的人得以完全。
So that it may be, so that it may present a man of God complete.
就这命令从主自己的话里头，你看到一件事情。
So from the word of God, you can see a point.
第一是圣经的来源。
First, you see the origin of the Bible.
这一点我不多说它了。
Of course, I won't mention much more about it.
因为弟兄姊妹们都能领会了。
Because brothers and sisters all understand this.
圣经都是神所默示的。
Now all scripture is inspired by God.
是神把他的心思放在人的心思里。
And God has placed his own thoughts into the thoughts of man.
圣灵把神的心思感动在人的心思里。
And the Holy Spirit has inspired the Word of God into the thoughts of man.
神所选上的人就把它记录下来。
And then God's chosen men wrote down the Word of God.
这就叫我们得着了今天我们所读的圣经。
So this is what is covered in the scriptures we read.
圣经的里面是启示神的自己。
And the Word of God reveals God Himself.
启示他所要做的一切。
Reveals all that he is going to do.
他把向我们解开神做工的目的，神做工的方法。
And then it shows us the purpose of God's work and the method of God's work.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
所以你一面看见圣经是神的默示。
So on the one hand, we see that the Word of God is the inspiration of God.
一面你看见圣经的功用，乃是把神的心意解开。
On the other hand, we see that the function of the Word of God is to open up the heart of God.
那就是我们平常所说的启示了。
And this is generally what we speak of, revelation.
神如果不向我们说话，
if God does not speak to us,
我们没有一个人能认识神，
none of us can know God.
我们也不知道神是怎么回事，
and we do not know what God is about.
我们对神可以说是全然无知的。
And we can say that we are ignorant to God Himself.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
因着他的默示，把他的心意向人表达。
Because he is willing to reveal his purpose to man.
因着神的灵的启示，把神心思里头的话向我们解开。
And through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, he has spoken to us what is in his very heart.
我们明白了。
Then we understand.
神在那里说的话。
The words that God speaks.
他说话的目的在哪里？
What is the purpose of the word?
他怎样来发表他自己？
And then how does he express himself?
他怎么说出他永远的计划？
How does he relay his eternal purpose?
他又怎样的来做成他那永远的计划？
And then how will he accomplish his eternal plan?
神心里头的话都向我们解开。
And the word of his heart is revealed to us.
所以我们今天就知道。
So today we know.
神在我们身上要做什么？
What is it that God is doing in our lives?
我们在神面前要拣选什么？要追求明白什么
？And what are the choices we ought to make before God? What are the things that we need to seek after?
那提后三章十六节
，2 Timothy 3:16，
那里很清楚的给我们看见神向人说话所带出来的作用。
And God there shows us the reason why God inspires His Word.
那里提到四件事情。
And there it mentions four things.
一个是教训。
One is teaching.
一个是督责。
Reproof.
一个是使人归正。
Correction.
一个是教导人学义。
And for training in righteousness.
头两件事情在我个人的体会来说。
For the first two things in my own understanding.
那是关乎我们这些人。的生活或是就包括属灵的生活和属地上的生活的那个指导。
So I think for the first two items is the leading for our spiritual life and also our daily physical life.
后面那两样那是说出我们在神面前的那个整个的关系是如何的调整和如何的增长。
And the latter two items are to delegate how we are to live before God.
我今天下午我特别是有一个负担是和弟兄姊妹们交通后面那两件事情的其中的一件。
And my burden for this afternoon is to share one of the two latter items.
就是使人归正这一个点。
And that is the word for correction.
如果弟兄姊妹你留意到使人归正这个点的时候
When you think about this matter of correction,
你千万不要从一种宗教的观念里面来领会这句话
Don't look at it from a religious perspective.
因为这两句话都是直接连到神的自己那里的
Because these two latter items are directly connected to God Himself.
比方我先稍微点一下那个教导人学义吧。
So, for example, let me explain something on teaching.
那怎么教导人学义呢
？Oh, sorry. How do we train in righteousness?
你说义啊，那个对面就是不义。
And of course, you would say the opposite of righteousness is unrighteous.
神不喜欢我们不义。
So God, of course, does not like us to be
unrighteous. 所以他就带领我们去学义。
So He leads us to be trained in righteousness.
是不是这样呢
？Is it that way?
从字面上面来说，好像有这个意思。
Actually, literally, it is as if it's saying this.
就是说教导我们怎样做一个正当的人喽。
So it trains us to be a right man.
当然这个已经是不简单
Of course, this is already not an easy thing
但是如果停留在这里的话
But if you just remain there
这个只不过是宗教的工作
This is but a work of religion
因为其他的宗教他们都有这样的道理
Because all other religions have the same teaching
那显然我们就看到教导人学义的这一件事不是一般的说你做一个规规矩矩的人。
So very clearly, then we understand that training in righteousness is not just teaching to be a good or a right man.
我们首先要留意的，什么叫做义
？First, we have to know what is righteousness.
那我们简单的提，因为这个不是我今天下午交通的重点。
We'll simply mention it since it's not the main point for my message.
我们从神的话里头能领会一件事。
So from the word of God, we can understand this.
如果你要说到义的话
，If you want to speak about righteousness,
只有神是义的。
Only God is righteousness.
你要学义，就是你要学神。
If you want to learn righteousness, you have to learn God.
那你怎么能学神呢
？How do you learn of God?
人就是人
，Man is man.
神是自由拥有的。
God is self-existent.
我们人是从泥土里头给造出来的。
And man was made from dust.
你怎么学也学不到神一个样。
You cannot learn some things of God.
但是神的话说。
But the word of God says.
他要教导我们去学义。
He wants to teach us.To learn righteousness.
那也就是说
，In other words,
我们这些人从神的话里头要给教导、给带领， 到一个地步，叫我们能像神。
So we need to be brought to a point that we may be like God.
这是一般的宗教怎么样也赶不上来的。
And this is what other religions cannot attain.
但是我们感谢神。
But thank God.
他用他的话给我们看到，你活在他的话的里边，有一天你要像神。
His word shows us that if we live in His word, one day we will become like God.
那我轻轻一提就算了这里。
But I will just briefly touch upon
this. 我想放纵一点的是和弟兄姊妹们留意那个使人归正。
But my main burden is to share on this matter of correction.
这一件事的确是一件很大的事。
Of course, this is a great topic.
我想弟兄姊妹也不要用宗教的思想来看这一句话。
And we are like brothers and sisters not also not to look at it from a religious perspective.
你说啊，使人归正，那就是做一个规规矩矩、正正当当这样的人。
So.We would think that correcting someone is to make someone right, someone good.
我想弟兄姊妹，如果你留意一点去看神的话，
but if you read the Word of God carefully,
你看到使人归正的这一句话里面就说了很多很多很多的话。
When you speak about for correction, it speaks volumes.
原谅我这样说。
Forgive me for saying this.
就包括了整本圣经里边所说的话。
Actually, it includes the whole Bible.
为什么呢？
Why?
弟兄姊妹，我们首先要留意什么叫做正。
First, we need to find out what does it mean to be upright.
那这里所提到的那个正，
this word that's mentioned here, correct.
应当是指说。神要做一件事情。
It speaks about God wanting to do something.
神带领他所造出来的人去完成一件事情。
He wants to bring His created being to complete something.
结果这一件事情出了问题。
But of course, that something had a problem.
或者说，这一件事情的执行人走歪了路。
Somehow, man took a crooked path.
现在神要做一个工作。
Now God wants to do a work.
要把这些走差了路的人重新带回正路上。
To bring man that had gone astray back onto the straight path.
那弟兄姊妹，那这一件事是什么事呢？
Now what is this thing we're talking about?
神要做一件什么事，结果人没有跟上。所以，神就在那里给人指导，让他们回归正路上去呢。
What is this thing which God planned to do, and then man, because he went astray, could not do, and God wants to bring him back?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要明白这个正是什么的话
，If we want to understand what does this word correct mean,
我们就要回到。神的话里面看神怎么告诉我们。
We want to return to the Word of God to see how He tells us.
那从哪里去看呢？
Where do we look at this?
我想最明显就是神把人造出来以后，神第一句话向人说的是什么？
I think the clearest explanation is the first word that God spoke to man after He created him.
如果我们平常留意的话，
if we pay attention normally,
我们会发觉神第一次向人说的话是多么的重要。
We'll discover that every time God speaks something for the first time, how important it is.
但是常常因为我们把那些话听得太多了，
but oftentimes because we hear those words too much,
甚至从小一直就听到年老，
maybe even since we're young all the way to when we're old,
我们就把那个话没有放在心上。
Then we do not place importance on those words.
但是等到我们碰到这个问题的时候，
but when we come to this matter,
我们要回过头来看，
we have to go back and take a look.
究竟神 第一次向人说话，他说的是什么话呢？
What was the first word that God spoke to man?
那我们就要回到创世纪里面去。
Then we ought to return to the book of Genesis.
就怎么当我们翻到创世纪的第一章的时候，
When we turn to Genesis chapter 1,
你很清楚地看到，当人被造出来以后，
You clearly see that after man was created,
那么神向人说的头一些话了，或者说头一句话了，是什么？
What was the first word that God spoke to man?
或者说神头一次向人说话的那个意思是什么呢？
So what was the meaning of what God first spoke to man?
我想弟兄姊妹们，你留意到26节的时候，
When you read at verse
28节的时候，
28
那你就看得很清楚了。
You see very clearly.
神就赐福给他们，
God,
又对他们说。
God blessed them and God said to them.
又生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。
Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it.
也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
And rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
弟兄姊妹，这是神头一次向人说的话。
This is the first time God spoke to man.
你说神头一次向人说这些话什么意思呢？
So you would ask, why did God speak these first words?
不过只是在那里宣告神造人的目的而已了。
But he was only there proclaiming why he created
man. 重复把神造人的那个目的来发表一次而已。
To reiterate why he created man.
弟兄姊妹，如果你看得见他是重新重复的来发表神造人的目的。
So he was there reiterating why he created man.
那这个事情就不简单了。
Then this is not a small thing.
这件事情就非常的重要了。
This becomes a very important thing.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到神在造人的时候，他宣告的那个事实是什么呢？
So what was the reality of him creating man?
那是36节了，26节了。
And that is verse 26.
神说我要照我们的形象和样式来造人。
He says, let us make man in our image.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
简单的来说，
Simply speaking,
神要把被造出来的人来作为他自己荣耀的发表。
He wants man to be the expression of his glory.
因为神的形象就是荣耀。
Because God's image is the image of glory.
照着神的形象来造，那乃是照着神的荣耀而被造。
To be created according to image, to his image is to be created according to his glory.
所以被造出来的人摆在那里，就是神的荣耀的发表。
So when you created man and placed him there, that ought to be an expression of his glory.
然后这个当作神的荣耀的形象的人，他要显出一个什么的功用来呢？
So then this man that ought to reflect the glory of God,
他要管理，
what is his function?
他要管理神所造出来的其余的一切事物。
His function is to rule over all the other created beings of God.
这是神在造人的时候所宣告的。
And this was the declaration of God when he created man.
不错，人被造出来以后，神把他宣告的话重新来表达一次。
It's true, after God created man, he reiterated why he created man.
那这一个表达就很有意思了。
And then this expression then becomes very important.
他说你们要生养众多。
He said, be fruitful and multiply.
那生养众多固然一面是说到那个生命的丰富的表达。
And on the one hand, it speaks about the abundance of life.
生命的扩张。
The expansion of life.
在那里充满神的荣耀在全地。
And then the glory of God would fill the whole world.
不单是只有亚当跟夏娃两个人在那里发表神的荣耀。
And it's just not Adam and Eve, they're expressing the glory of God.
所有亚当的后代都要在那里发表神的荣耀。
And all the descendants of Adam would express the glory of God.
那这个事情就是大事了。
And this is a great thing.
这是神头一次向人说话的时候，向人表达的神的意愿。
So this is the first time God spoke about the heart of God for man.
不单是这样。
Not only that.
还有。
Also.
神所造的一切，神都交托给人去 做管理。
All the other creatures were given to man to rule over.
这是一个权柄的执行的问题。
And this is a matter of authority and execution.
不错，神造人的时候已经宣告他要把整个万有的那个管理的权柄交给人去执行。
It's true that God, when He created man, gave the authority over all creation to man.
现在神就重复在那里发表这个意思。
And of course, God was there explaining what He had done.
弟兄姊妹，当我们领会到神头一次向人讲话的那个内容的时候
，And as we first start to understand the content of what God spoke,
你说我们说是。神使人归正，是不是和这一个事实有直接的关联呢
？So then our question is, for man to be corrected, does it relate to this passage?
当人被造出来以后
，After man was created,
神就要在他们身上显明一个工作。
God wants to manifest a work in man's life.
叫他的荣耀和权柄没有受到阻拦的在全地来显明。
It is that the glory of God and His authority may be displayed on the whole earth.
隐藏在这个表面的事实里头的还有更进一步就是显明在整个万有里。
And hidden behind it, even further, it speaks aboutit to be manifested in the whole universe.
那这个是神要做成的事。
And this is what God wanted to accomplish.
我们现在可以大胆地说。
So we can boldly say.
从造神造人的时候开始。
Starting from when God created.
甚至是说神从创世以前就开始。
From before the foundation of the world.
神要做一件事情。
God started a work.
是叫他的荣耀和权柄来充满在整个宇宙的里头。
Is that His glory may fill the whole universe.
神要做这样的一件事。
So God wants to do such a thing.
那所以神就造人了。
So then God created man.
我们也都知道了。
And we all know.
这是被造的人并没有太久的时间。
These created beings did not have a lot of time.
他们就迷了路了。
And then they lost their way.
他们就走差了。
They took the crooked path.
他们不再在那个正路上往前行了。
They were no longer taking the straight way.
不但是没有在正路上面往前行。
Not only did they not take that straight path.
翻过来还是成为神的仇敌了。
And then on the other hand, on the flip side, they actually.
翻过来还在那里阻挡神的工作了。
They were actually they're holding back the work of God.
那这是一个非常非常悲哀的事。
This is indeed a tragedy.
很可怜的事。
It is a pitiful thing.
对人来说，那这个堕落是不能再深了。
So this fall couldn't be deeper.
感谢神。
But thank God.
人的堕落虽然是落到这样的一个地步。
Even though the fall of man came to such an extent.
但是我们的神没有失望。
But our God did not despair.
他也没有放弃。
He did not give up.
他就开始宣告救赎了。
He started to proclaim the work of salvation.
那是创世纪第三章里边的事情了。
And that is found in Genesis chapter 3.
神不单是在那里宣告他的救赎了。
God was not only there declaring His salvation.
从那个时候开始，一直到现在。
Starting from then until now.
一直等到我们的主回来。
Until our Lord Jesus returns.
并且更延伸到一个地步。
Even extended to another point.
直到新天新地的出现。
Until the appearance of the new heaven and the new earth.
我们的主就一直在那里做这个恢复的工作。
Our Lord continues to do that work of recovering.
我们的主就一直在。把那个给破坏的事情带回原来的那个设计的里头。
So God is bringing back that which was destroyed back to the reality.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们看到这样的一件事的时候
，Brothers and sisters, as we see this,
我们就很清楚地看到了。
Then we clearly see,
神的话，他要在我们身上起一个功用。
That the word of God wants to produce an effect in us,
使我们归正
so that we may be corrected,
把我们带回那个正确的路上
so that we may be brought back to the correct path,
把我们带回神起初的目的里
to bring us back to the initial purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹，这的确是一个非常不得了的事情。
Indeed, this is something great.
而神在我们身上就是如此的做工。
And God is doing such a work in us.
在我们的祖宗们的身上，他是这样做工。
And He did this in our ancestors.
在我们的身上。还是这样做工。
And in us, he continues that same work.
啊，如果他迟延不回来的话
，And if he delays,
在我们的子孙的身上，他还继续做这样的工。
He will do this work in our children.
但是这个工作，怎么在人的中间能给带出来呢
？But how can this work be brought forth in man?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他的话就很清楚在这里表达了。
His word is clearly expressed here.
就借着圣经把神的心意向人来解开。
That through the Bible we can see the very heart of God.
啊，叫人透过神从前所说过的话。
And through the words that God had already spoken.
来领会神今天在我们身上所做的工。
To understand the work that the Lord is doing in us today.
不单是在我们身上做的。
Not just in us.
同时也是在历史历代以来神在做的。
And what God has done throughout history.
一直做到神这个目的完成为止。
Until the purpose of God is accomplished.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
当我们这样看到神的心思的时候。
When we see this heart of God.
我们就要留意了。
We have to pay attention.
是不是只是提摩太后书三章十六节这里说到神用他的话来领我们归正呢
？Is it only in 2 Timothy 3:16 that we find that the word is used for correction?
当然不是只有这么一处。
Of course, it's not just this portion.
现代的人啊，很学了一套的东西。
Now, people of today have learned a certain way of doing things.
他们说啊，如果你这个事情只有一次的那个出现了，那就不算数。
And they consider that if it only appears once, it cannot be, you cannot depend on it.
必须要多次在那里出现了，那这样就可以考虑了。
And then, if it appears multiple times, then you can start believing it.
我们现在试试来满足人的愚昧的要求。
Let us try now to satisfy the foolish requirement of man.
对神还是这样要求，我们也就从神自己的话里头去寻找一下。
But from God's own word, let us find this.
我想弟兄姊妹们很熟的一些的经文。
I think both this is a very know this passage.
今天我引用的全部都是弟兄姊妹们很熟的经文。
All the verses I've used today are very familiar passages.
我们先来留意一下诗篇一百一十九篇。
Let us first turn to Psalm 119.
一百零五节。
Verse 105.
一百零五节那里的话是什么呢
？What is the word spoken here？
在儿童聚会里头的小朋友们，恐怕他们都能背得出来了。
Even children in Sunday school classes could probably answer this question.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
什么是脚前的灯？什么是路上的光？
What is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path?
是照明我们走路的。
It is to enlighten our way.
而不叫我们走差的。
So that we may not take the crooked way.
那我们走这一个生命的路啊。
As we walk this way of life.
或者说我们走这个归正的路啊。
Or as we walk this corrected path.
你怎么知道你走得准确呢
？How do you know that you are walking correctly?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他说他的话是我们脚前的灯，是路我们路上的光。
He did say that His word is a light unto our path.
你从主的话的里头，你就能确定你是不是走在正路上。
So then you can be sure whether you're walking in the correct path.
如果主的话不在那里，你就看到那个路恐怕不太对了。
Because if the word of God is not there, then you know that somehow you're going the wrong way.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这里是一个地方。
This is one example.
但是人家说，这算起来只有两次。
But you would only consider it twice.
虽然何福做见证的标准了。
Now you have you satisfy the requirement for the definition of a witness.
但是还是薄弱了一点。
But it's still not frequent enough.
那我们再看。
So then let us find another passage.
我们还是看诗篇嘛。
Let us look in Psalm again.
我们看诗篇第七十一篇。
Psalm 71.
哦，七十三篇。
Psalm 73。
然后我们看二十三节。
Verse 23。
然后我常与你同在，你搀着我的右手，你要以你的训言引导我，以后必接我到荣耀里。
Nevertheless, I am continually with you.You have taken hold of my right hand. With your counsel, you will guide me, and afterward receive me to glory.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这里又是很清楚了。
Here we find another clear passage.
说到我们跟随主来行走。
When we speak about us following the Lord.
他在我们身上做两件事情。
He does two things in us.
第一件事是他用他自己的手来搀扶我们。
The first thing, he uses his hand to take a hold of us.
另外一件事情就是用他自己的话来引导我们。
And then he counsels us and guides us through his word.
其实我们的主如果用手来搀扶我们的时候，我们已经很安全了。
When God lays a hold of our hand, we are already very safe.
但是他再说，他又用他的训言，就是他自己的话语，来引导我们。
But then it says that he will use his counsel to guide us.
引导我们到哪里去呢
？Where will he guide us to？
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
连那个结果都给我们打开了。
The result is presented to us.
当神用他的话语来引导我们的时候
，When God uses His word to guide us,
那个结果就是把我们带到荣耀里去。
The result is to bring us into glory.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看到了。
Brothers and sisters, we have seen.
那现在不止两次了。
Now we see not just two passages.
现在有三次了。
We have found three passages.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们，人的也又会才。有这样的说法
，And then men may say this，
这都是诗篇呢。
These are all found in songs。
诗篇是表达一种很高的那个意境。
So songs speaks of something very high。
有些时候是太抽象，不能做准。
Sometimes too abstract, you cannot base the true facts on it。
那我们又在读的话里边去寻找。
So then let us look in another passage.
我们找找看看先知又怎么说。
Let us see if we can find what the prophets have to say.
弟兄姊妹，好不好我们看翻到以赛亚书第八章去。
Can we turn to Isaiah chapter 8?
这里当然有他特别的原因主说出这些话。
Now of course, God has his reason for saying these things.
但是这个话说出来是准确的。
But of course, when spoken, these words are accurate.
那是第八章的二十节。
And that is verse
二十节。
Oh, verse 20.
人当以训诲和法度为标准，他们所说的若不与此相符，必不得见晨光。
To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because they have no dawn.
弟兄姊妹，你特别留意到这里。
Brothers and sisters, pay special attention.
神在这里很清楚地说到，他要用他的话来作为标准。
God here wanted to use His word as a standard.
人可以说训诲，那是人领会的话。
So even though there may be teaching, when man tries to understand the word,
这个不能做准。
You cannot use that as a standard.
这个不能做准，那法度呢？
Can you make the law as a standard?
那弟兄姊妹，这个我们就没话讲了。
So of course, then you say, well, there you have nothing to say.
说到法度，那是说到旧约的律法。
Of course, when you speak about the law, you speak about the Old Testament law.
那这个旧约的律法就是神在旧约的时候。特别给以色列人的一个立约的内容。
So the law is the content of the covenant that God made with the people of Israel.
来显明神的管理和神的应许的。
To reveal God's yes, God's management.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
先知也都是这样说。
The prophets also say this.
用什么作为标准呢？
What is the standard?
你说我们寻求神。
We say that we seek the Lord.
你说我们要满足神。
We want to satisfy God.
标准在哪里呢？
Where is the standard?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他的话很清楚给我们看到。
His word clearly shows us.
不是别的。
It's nothing else.
不是遗传。
It's not tradition.
而不是人的道理。
It's not the teaching of man.
不是哲学的思想。
It's not some high thought.
而不是一些古里古怪的那些灵界的东西。
It's not some strange spiritual teaching.
乃是神自己的话。
It is the word of God itself.
神自己的话就是那一个标准。
The word of God is the only standard.
那一切的事物如果与神的话不能相符的话，
If all of these things cannot somehow fit together with the word of God，
在旧约的日子里边，神那个追讨是非常严厉的。
And then in the Old Testament, the discipline of God is very strict.
照着以赛亚的话来说，就是说那人必不得见晨光。
So for in Isaiah's word, this man will not see the dawn.
那个意思就是说，神要把他击打致死。
In other words, God will strike him to death.
那当然，弟兄姊妹们，你说。
But brothers and sisters, you may say.
诗篇也好，先知也好，都是旧约的话。
Whether the Psalms or Isaiah, these are all Old Testament words.
如果在新约的里面能找到。神的话是准确的，那我就佩服了。
So if you can find another scripture in the New Testament, then you will yield.
好，那我们又从新约的里边去找一找。
So then let us look in the New Testament.
那在新约里边你去哪里找呢？
Where do we find it in the New Testament?
我们先来看看那个约翰福音的第五章吧。
Let us first look in John chapter 5.
John 福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
我们从39节那里去留意。
We'll start from verse 39.
，39 节那里就说，
In verse 39 it says,
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is these that testify about me.
然后你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
And you are unwilling to come to me so that you may have life.
弟兄姊妹们，你看39节那里说得非常的清楚。
So in verse 39, it's very clear.
主说给我做见证的就是圣经。
So it says that what testifies about me is the scriptures.
当然，主当时说这个圣经是指着旧约的部分。
But of course, when our Lord spoke of this, he meant to speak about the Old Testament.
但是同样这个原则。
But the same principle.
新约里头也包括进去。
Applies to the New Testament.
我们。留意到主在这里指出一个很严肃的事。
So here, the Lord points out an important fact.
你要寻求神儿子的见证。
If you want to find the testimony of the Son of God,
你从哪里去寻求呢？
Where will you find it?
你从神的话语里边去寻求。
You must find it in the Word of God.
你只有在神的话语里头，你才能寻见神的儿子。
Only in the Word of God can you find the Son of God.
在旧约的时候，神已经不住地在那里发表他的儿子。
In the Old Testament, God already expresses through His Word about His Son.
现在我们的主亲自在那里印证这个事实。
But our Lord is there testifying of such a fact.
那么到了新约的时候
，Now in the New Testament,
说到我们的主的事情，那就更明确了。
When it speaks about the things concerning our Lord, then it's even clearer.
你看四福音，
Look at the four scriptures.
四福音就是说到我们的主的生平。
Now, the four gospels speaks about the life of our Lord Jesus.
他到地上来做人的那个生平。
It speaks about his life as a man on earth.
当然，透过约翰福音呢，把他没有做人以前的光景和说他复活以后的那个结果，也都在那里表达出来。
Of course, the Gospel of John shows us what was the situation before he became a man and the situation after he rose from the dead.
弟兄姊妹们，这的确是一个非常严肃的事情。
Now, of course, this is very serious.
然后弟兄姊妹，我们再看。
And then let us look further.
看哪里呢？
Where do we look?
看约翰十四章。
John 14.
约翰十四章里头就给我们更进一步的看到一件事情。
Verse 14, chapter 14 shows us something further.
我们留意的那是第六节。
And we'll pay attention to verse 6.
那是我们弟兄姊妹们也是很熟的经文。
And again, very familiar passage.
当然我们要连上那个约翰第五章那个意思来看下来。
Of course, we have to connect it to John chapter 5.
约翰五章那里就说到圣经是主的见证。
Now, of course, in chapter 5, it speaks about the scriptures being a testimony to the Lord Jesus.
现在14章的里面就说到主是什么。
But in chapter 14, it speaks about who the Lord is.
是什么呢？
Who is he?
第六节。
Verse 6 says,
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
弟兄姊妹，你看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you see here.
旧约的圣经是为我们的主耶稣做见证。
The Old Testament scriptures speaks of our Lord Jesus.
新约里面的话也在那里明显显出主自己就是那个见证。
And the New Testament scripture shows us that our Lord Jesus is there himself testifying.
见证什么呢？
What is he testifying?
见证神使人归正的那一条路。
It testifies of the way by which God will bring man back to the correct
path. 就是神用他自己的话来使人归正那一条路。
Shows us the way through which God will bring man back to the correct path.
那一条路是什么呢？
What is that way?
我们的主自己。
It is the Lord himself.
主说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
The Lord Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father but through me.
弟兄姊妹，你看这个事情啊，宝贝不宝贝？
Isn't this a very precious thing?
如果圣灵在这里说的话是换一个字，
So if you can summarize everything in one word,
那整个意思就不一样了。
Then you will see that everything changes its significance.
换哪一个字呢？
What word?
那我这样读一遍。
Let me read it this way.
我就是道路、真理、生命。
So if we change a word in this verse, I am.
若不借着我，没有人能到神那里去。
No one goes, can come to God.But through me.
你说神不就是父吗？父母就不是神吗？
Isn't God the Father and the Father God?
有什么不一样呢？
What is the difference?
弟兄姊妹们，会读圣经的人，你就知道是不一样。
So those who study the Bible will know that this is different.
如果主是那条路把你引到神那里去的话，那你在神面前是怎么样呢？
If the Lord is the way by which he can bring you before God, then what is your condition before God?
很可能你是恐惧战惊的。
Of course you will come with fear and trembling.
弟兄姊妹，你记得摩西曾经要求主给他看一看他的脸。
You know that one time Moses asked God to show him his face.
主告诉他说，有谁能见我的脸而能存活的？
And of course the Lord said to him, who can see my face and still remain?
如果主是那条路，只是把我们引到神那里去的话，那这里面没有什么保证的。
Now, if the Lord is the way by which he can bring us before God, there is no guarantee of our of the result for us.
可能是好的结果，可能不一定是好的结果。
Maybe it's a good result, maybe it's a bad result.
但是主不是那样说，主的话不是那样说。
But the Lord Jesus didn't say it in this way.
主的话怎么说呢？
What did he say?
是引到父那里去。
He says, to no one comes to the Father.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们到父那里去的时候，这个关系就完全不一样了。
When we come to the Father, that relationship is different.
那站在父面前的那个是儿子。
Now the one before the father is the son.
那站在神面前的那个是人。
Before God is man.
站在父面前的是儿子。
Before the father is the son.
弟兄姊妹，你能看到那个结果是完全不一样的。
You see that the result is very different.
如果是人站在神的面前，那个事实没有什么保证。
If man is standing before God, you cannot guarantee the life of that man.
但是是儿子站在父的面前。
But because it's a son before the father.
你就看到，不仅是那个事实是有保证。
You see that not just that fact.Or is preserved.
并且那个内容也是非常的喜乐和非常非常的满足的。
And then the content also presents that is a joyful situation.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们把给我做见证的就是这经。
Now, if we place that scripture that says that these scriptures testify about me.
和现在主说把我们引到父的面前合起来的话
，and we connect it with this verse that says, "No one comes to the Father but through me."
弟兄姊妹，你就很清楚看见
，so you see very clearly，
这个是使人归正的那一条唯一的路。
That is the only way by which man can be corrected.
弟兄姊妹，你要注意，那个是唯一的路。
That is the only way.
不是有很多路给我们选择都能造成一个。终点。
It's not that many ways bring us to the same goal.
没有。
No.
只有我们的主，他是那唯一的路。
Our Lord is the only way.
但是你怎么知道我们的主是唯一的路呢？
How do you know that our Lord is the only way?
这是神的话告诉我们的一个事实。
This is the truth that the Word of God tells us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们从神的话里头看到这个事实的时候
，When we see the truth.Through God's word.
我们就懂得了什么叫做得救的智慧。
Now we understand what is the wisdom of salvation.
哦，你找到那个路了。
You have found the way.
你找到回家的路了。
You found the way back home.
你找到回到父家去的路了。
You have found the way back home to the Father.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our Lord.
这是非常非常明确的。
This is very, very clear.
那因此弟兄姊妹们，你留意到。
So then you will see something.
那等到使徒行传的时候
，When you come to the book of Acts，
你留意到彼得在那里做见证
，You see that Peter there testifies，
他能非常非常的有力的说明
，He very clearly there delineates，
除他以外别无拯救
，That outside of him there is no salvation，
因为在天上人间没有赐下别的名我们可以得救
，Because no other name has been given。That we can be saved.
你说为什么彼得有那样的把握
？Why was Peter so sure?
你说为什么彼得那样大胆下这个结论
？Why was Peter so bold?
感谢神
，Thank God.
不是彼得大胆
，It's not that Peter.
乃是神的话发表出来就是这个结果。
It was that the result of God's word can only point to this.
因此弟兄姊妹们，当我们要看到启示录的时候
，So when we see in Revelation.
你就看到一件事情非常严肃的。
You'll see something very serious.
虽然呢，启示录那里说到这书上的话不能增加，不能减少。
You see that there it says that this nothing can be added to that word or taken away from that word.
这个书上当时是的确是单单的指着启示录。
And of course, that book that John mentions is referring to the book of Revelation.
但是这是一个原则。
But this is a principle.
它是说出神自己的话不能增加，不能减少。
It speaks about how the word of God cannot be added to or taken away from.
因为神的话都是为了他的儿子做见证。
Because the word of God is a testifies of his son.
因为神 神的话都是那在那里向人指出那一条回家的路的。
And that the whole word is there presenting the way back home.
而神的话是指出人回到神那个正路上的那个指导的。
It points out the way by which man can return to God.
所以不能增加，也不能减少。
So you cannot add to it, you cannot take away from it.
任何的增加和减少，那就是一个改变。
Anytime you add to it or take away from it, you change it.
你说我只是改变一点点，没有什么大关系。
You say I just change a little bit. There's no big deal.
不，一点点都不能更改。
No, you cannot change even a little bit.
因为那是神自己的话来发表他的自己和他所要做的。
Because that is the word of God expressing who He is and what He wants to do.
我们实在。要在主的面前感谢我们的神。
We have to thank and praise our God.
因为他引领我们回家。
Because when He brings us back home.
他把我们带回正路上。
When He brings us back to the correct way.
他用着他自己的话来说明他怎么去做。
He uses His own word to describe how He does such a work.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那因着这样的一个缘故。
Because of this reason.
我们就可以上一个结论了。
Then we can come to one
conclusion. 那为什么圣经可以把我们带回正路上？
Why can the Bible lead us back to the correct path?
为什么圣经是我们回到神面前去唯一的指导？
Why is the Bible the only way to bring us back to God?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为圣经的那个基本的内容，主要的内容，就是在那里发表神的儿子。
Because the main content of the Bible is there to express the Son of God.
而神的儿子是执行神那永远的旨意的那一个执行的人。
And the Son of God is the one that executes the eternal will of God.
所以整个的内容不允许更改。
So the whole content cannot be changed.
那是唯一的路。
That is the only way.
那因此我们在主的面前，我们要认识这样的一个事实。
So before the Lord, we ought to come to know this truth.
而我们说我们要给带回正路上。
So for us to be brought back to the correct way.
我们不能离开圣经的光的指导。
We cannot leave the light of the Word of God.
而我们不能忽略神的话语所向我们发表的。
We cannot dismiss the teaching of the Word of God.
弟兄姊妹，这个是一个非常非常严肃的事情。
This is a very serious matter.
那这个才是我们作为神的儿女，为什么非要好好的读神的话。
So that is why we have to study the Word of God carefully.
我们不好好读神的话，我们根本对神所要做的事情就成为无知了。
If we do not study the Word of God, then we become ignorant to the work of God.
我们对神的本身也是无知了。
And then we become ignorant to God Himself.
如果一个在神面前对神和神所要做的事情无知的。
If a person is ignorant to the things of God,
那我们怎么跟随主呢？
Then how can we follow the Lord?
我们怎么来活进神那荣耀的旨意里呢？
How can we live out the eternal purpose of God?
这个是不可能的。
This is impossible.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹，你如果记得我们的主在撒旦给他三次的试探的里面的光景。
If you remember the three times that our Lord was tempted before Satan,
你就是看到在那里有个属灵的征战了。
You see there a spiritual warfare.
那个征战的焦点在哪里呢？
Where was the focal point of that warfare?
你看到撒旦一直用着他自己的诡计来要把我们的主引诱离开神的话。
Satan was trying to very craftily take the Lord away from the Word of God.
但是我们也看见我们的主怎么胜过他呢？
Then how did the Lord overcome him?
我们的主胜过撒旦的引诱，也是绝对的，毫无保留的使用神的话。
And of course, the Lord also used the absolute word of God to deal with sin.
弟兄姊妹，这个是一个属灵的征战，是非常明确的，从上古一直进行到现在。
And this spiritual warfare very clearly has continued from beginning until now.
啊，我们不但认识神的话对我们的功用是那样的重要。
And we need to understand.
我们不知道。
Oh, but we do not know the importance, and the significance of the word of God.
但是仇敌非常明白。
But Satan very clearly understands.
所以他一直以来，长久以来，他就是在我们身上做一件工作。
So continually, he has tried to do something in our lives.
要叫我们就是称为神儿女的人轻浮神的话。
To cause us to despise or to look down upon the word of God.
一直叫我们就是称为神儿女的人不重视神的话。
So that we may not place importance on the word of God.
他是给我们很多的理由的。
He gives us many reasons.
就是把我们从神的话语那里头引诱离开。
To tempt us away from the word of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以现在我们面对的一个非常严肃的问题。
So we have been confronted with a very serious matter.
那一面我们看见神又用着他的话来领我们归正。
On the one hand, God wants to correct us to the right path through His word.
一面是撒旦也在那里做许多的工作，阻挡我们回转到那个正路上面。
Satan also does a work to try to detract us to return.From returning to the right path.
要叫人偏离神的话。
So that man can go astray from the word of God.
或者说要叫人离开神的道路。
Or to leave the way of God.
但是主怜悯我们。
But the Lord has mercy upon us.
主也是不住地提醒我们。
And he continually reminds us.
他不叫我们为自己去制造一些不能注水的池子。
And he does not gives us some rules to follow.
我们读耶利米书第二章的时候，你就看到这个事情。
And we see this in Jeremiah chapter 2.
在旧约的日子。
In the Old Testament days.
神的对头不住地用着偶像。在人的心思里面去代替神。
The enemy of God used idols to replace God's place in man's heart.
神就借着耶利米说，他们为自己凿出一些个池子是不能注水的。
So Jeremiah said that they made out for themselves of cisterns, oh, that cannot contain water.
撒旦很知道这个事情。
So Satan knew this very clearly.
只要把一些个事物来代替了神。
So if he just takes some things to replace God,
他就成功。
Then he is successful.
那他到了新约的时候呢？
When you come to the New Testament,
那些眼见的偶像虽然没有从前那样猖狂。
Even though the idols aren't as prominent as they used to be in the Old Testament,
但是那些看不见的偶像呢？
But those invisible idols,
就是一些代替神的事物呢，
those things that replace the things of God,
确实比从前更厉害。
You can see that they are more numerous than before.
那么我不把它扯得太远。
I don't want to take us too far away.
我要让弟兄姊妹们看到，现在靠近主回来以前，那么短促的时间的里边，我们所面对的一些个光景。
So I want us to pay attention to the condition.Our situation before the Lord's return.
从来人的一个倾向都是喜欢用自己的手所做出来的东西来代替神。
So man always likes to replace the things of God with things produced with man's own hand.
从前是偶像。
And they used to be idols.
现在是许许多多宗教性的事物。
And now many religious things.
那我不能说的太多。
Of course, I cannot say much.
但是我说一下，直觉对我们跟随主的人有影响的。
But I'd like to mention a few things that are directly related to us.
撒旦非常的狡猾。
Now, Satan is very crafty.
而在过去的年代里面，他晓得用偶像来代替神这个路，他大概不能明明的再行得通了。
And he knows that even though in the past idols have worked, he may not continue this method.
然后他就转换了另外的一个方法，但是还是那个原则。
And then he changed the method, but it's the same principle.
是什么事情呢？
What is it?
弟兄姊妹，我说我们直接有关的事情。
I speak about things that are directly related to us.
如果你稍微留意基督教许多的刊物。
So if you pay attention to Christian magazines,
或者是一些文字
or some writings, Christian writings,
你常常会发觉，在那些表达的里头，他们常常用这样的一个话来说。
They often use a certain phrase to describe something.
比方说对一件事情。
So for example, if they were to describe something.
那对那个事情有什么看法呢？
Well, what is their observation or their opinion on
something? 你会看到有一些的文字是这样表达的。
And then some writings would say this.
叫做圣经上头的话应该是这样这样。
Now, according to the Bible, it ought to be this way and this way.
那如果他们的话停留在这里，那不是很好吗？
But if they stop there, then it's a great thing.
但是很可惜，他们的话没有停在这里。
But it's a shame that their word does not stop there.
那说完了这个话以后，他们又说了。
After they say these words, and they say something else.
从神学的观念来说，从神学的这一方面来看，这个事情也是这样这样这样这样。
From a theological perspective, it's this way. From a theological perspective, it's that way.
丢中文，我们就有点弄迷了。
So then we become confused.
究竟我们的根据是圣经，还是神学的观念？
So is our basis the Bible or our theology?
尤其是现在
especially now,
许多许多人在那里鼓吹那个神学思想来改变我们对神的跟随。
Actually, many people are using theological thoughts to change our idea about God.
甚至有一些个地方明明说我们必须从神学思想上面来确定圣经究竟是应该怎样解说。
We then, other times, we use our theology to show us how to interpret the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，你说这个与我们没有关系啊。
You say, well, this has nothing to do with us.
他们喜欢怎么说就怎么说嘛。
They just let them interpret the way they want to.
然后我说我们在基督学房里头碰到的一件事。
And something that we have encountered in the Academy of Christ.
那么我们按照圣经里面所领会的。
So, of course, we share according to how we have understood the Bible.
清清楚楚的，这是说出人的结构。
And clearly there speak about the structure of man.
也就是神造人的时候给人的那个结构。
So, the structure that God gave to man.
灵与魂与身体。
Spirit, soul, and body.
这是非常清楚的。
This is very clear.
神的话是不单是一处的。
So the Bible not only mentions it once.
多过一处是指明这个事实。
And more than once expresses this teaching.
这是没有办法能更改的事实。
And it's something that you cannot change.
因为是圣经里头白纸黑字的事情。
Because it's black ink on white on paper.
但是白纸黑字啊，人还是要动脑筋去要把它改。
But even though it's so clearly written, people still want to change it.
如果从神学上面来说
，So from a theological perspective,
他们就说了
，They will say this.
人的结构啊，灵与魂是一件事情。
The structure of man, the spirit and the soul are one matter.
身体是另外一件事情。
The body is another matter.
所以人就是灵魂和身体。
So man is actually just made up of the spirit and the soul, and then the body.
他们怎么说呢？
What would they say?
他说在旧约里边，你看都是说到魂的。
You see that in the Old Testament, there it only speaks about the soul.
你很少看到过零零零的。
You rarely speak about, you rarely see the word spirit touched.
这个灵的事情跑出来啊，完全是保罗这个人搞出来的玩意。
So then they say that this spirit is something that concocted by Paul.
所以这个是不准确的。
So this is not accurate.
灵与魂其实是一件事情。
Actually, the spirit and the soul is one.
旧约里头就叫做魂。
In the Old Testament, it's called the soul.
新约里边就叫做灵。
In the New Testament, it's the spirit.
那弟兄姊妹们是真的是这样吗
？But brothers and sisters, is it this way?
如果我们不好好在主的话里头扎根的话
，If we are not established and rooted in the
word, 当人家跟你这样说的时候。
When people say this,
特别引起文字学上面的根据来跟你说的时候
，so then they can use some basis on some the writings in the Bible.
你里边就觉得也许是吧
，and then you may think, well, maybe it's so.
那弟兄姊妹们
，but brothers and sisters,
说到灵与魂与身体是新约里边说的话。
Now the spirit, soul, and body are mentioned in the New Testament.
旧约的里边虽然没有很多说到灵
，even though in the Old Testament there aren't a lot of mentions on the spirit.
但是也不是说没有。
It doesn't mean that there are none.
但是弟兄们，你知道为什么在旧约里头不多说到灵
？Why is the spirit not mentioned a lot in the Old Testament?
为什么到了新约的时候灵出现的那么许多
？Why was the spirit mentioned a lot in the New Testament?
真的是灵与魂是一件事情吗
？Is it that the spirit and the soul are equivalent to each other?
弟兄姊妹们，不是这样的。
It's not this way, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，你要看看。在旧约里头的人是什么人
？You have to see what kind of men are in the Old Testament.
都是死在罪恶过犯当中的人。
They were all men dead in sins and trespasses.
那在新约里头，大部分的人呢
？Now in the New Testament, most of the men.
也都是死在罪恶过犯里头的人。
Are all dead in sins and trespasses.
什么叫做死在罪恶过犯里边的人
？But what does it mean to be dead in sin and trespasses?
我们不能扯得太远了，我们就是简单的说了。
We'll simply say this.
那就是灵在神的面前已经没有功用的人。
Is that the spirit is no longer functioning before God?
你既然是没有功用了，你提它干什么
？If it has no function before God, why do you mention?
所以在旧约里头，你不断看，不断的看见灵。
So you will not see the spirit mentioned too much in the Old Testament.
但是到了新约的时候
，But in the New Testament,
就恩叫我们的灵给点活了。
Now salvation has caused our spirits to become alive.
那灵的动作出来了。
And then the spirit, the function of the spirit.
并且灵的那个动作是比较明显了。
And then the function of the spirit is more evident.
所以不是保罗在那里制造出来的。
Now it wasn't something that Paul made up.
是保罗把这个事实发表出，说明出来的。
And Paul has but expressed the truth.
我们感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你就在这里看到一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, you then see a problem.
在这些日子的里头
，In these days,
人好像把整个的心思都转到神学思想那一方面。
Everything as if it's turned into theological beliefs.
好像而不在神学思想里边，那教会是。没有路走的。
Then, as if you're not follow a certain theological system, then the church has no way.
因为他们是这样说。
Because they say this.
我以一个人的那个话来说。
So let me quote what someone said.
他们说。
They say.
不错，神把圣经给我们，让我们说出了我们信仰的那个内容。
True, God gave us the scriptures to.Describe the content of our belief.
这个信仰的内容在历史上就归纳在两个信经的里边。
And then this content of belief, of our belief, can be divided into two main parts.
一个是叫做尼西亚信经。
One is the. A creed of Nicaea.
还有一个就是使徒信经。
And then the other is the apostolic creed.
那他说这两个信经就表达了我们的信仰。
And these two creeds express our belief.
所以不抵触这两个圣经的，那有很多事情我们可以有新的解说的。What conflict with these two?
Oh, if it does not conflict with these two, they're okay.
是可以改变。
Oh, if it doesn't conflict with these two, you can change it.
他们就说了，什么叫做神学思想呢？
So、
什么叫做神学呢？
So then they ask, what is theology?
他说神学是传道人、是信徒和教会用来述说所信的对象和所信的内容的系统性的直接表述。
So it's the expression of what preachers and the disciples and the church have used to describe the belief, the Christian belief.
The object of the
the object
of belief, not the content of
the object and the content of our belief.
有系统的、直接的表达。
And it systematically expressed this.
那个意思是什么？
What does that mean?
神学就是你这个人。你怎么去认识这些事情？你表达出来，那一个就是了。
Theology then is described as how we believe what we believe.
那他们说这个认识是可以从圣经里边来的。
And this belief can come from the Bible.
但是不是根据圣经自己的解说。
And it may not necessarily be according to what the Bible says.
是根据人自己的表达的人的领会。
It's according to the interpretation, man's interpretation of the Bible.
你怎么领会？你怎么表达？
How you interpret, how do you express it?
没有标准的。
There is no standard.
他们就举个例子。
So they gave an example.
他说
They said,
人对你周围的事物的那个反应是会改变的。
So your response to the things around you can change.
他说连圣经里面表达的都是没有脱出这种光景。
And even the Bible, you can look at your understanding of the Bible can be explained this way also.
然后他们就举两个例子来了。
So they gave two examples.
然后头一个例子他们就说。
Said the first example.
保罗在罗马书十二章章那里就说到了。
And Paul in Romans 12 said this.
在上有传不是十二章，在上有权柄的你们都要服他。
So not in chapter 12, but Paul says that those that you have to submit to those in authority.
因为保罗说这个话的时候，罗马政府是很亲民。
Because when Paul spoke this, the Roman government was actually pretty kind to the people.
所以他是神的仆人，他不是空空佩剑的。
So of course they are the servants of God. They are not there trying to rule with very tough.
他赏罚是非常清楚的。
Their rule is very clear.
所以这样的政权，你必须要顺从他。
So then, of course, you have to submit to such an authority.
那这是他们举的一个例子。
So they gave one example of this.
他说，但是到了启示录了。
But when you come to Revelation,
你就看到约翰就发表一个相反的念头了。
So John expressed a different thought.
他说在启示录里头。
So he said in the book of Revelation.
因为罗马政府那个时候已经变了质了。
Now because the Roman government had already changed in its nature.
所以在启示录里头，约翰就在那里发表那一个与这个政权相对抗的那种观念了。
So John expressed for us to somehow be opposed to such a rule.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
如果我们不实在在主的话里头扎根的。
If we are not rooted in the word of God,
人家用这些的东西来向你吹一下的时候。
So when people try to make you believe in these things,
你说有道理。
You say, well, it sounds pretty reasonable. It's probably this.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters,
不可能是这样。
It's impossible.
我没有办法能从启示录里头读到约翰在那里散布反罗马的思想。
You cannot find this thought of John opposing the Roman government in Revelation.
我也没办法，在罗马书上面看得到，保罗是有一个承认罗马政府是非常严明的一个政府。
So, you can also not find Paul's, in Romans, saying that the Roman government is a reasonable government.
我记得，保罗在盖撒利亚给留在监里两年多啊。
Now, I remember that Paul was actually in prison in Caesarea Philippi for 2 years.
乃是因为他不肯送钱给那个情妇。
It was because he was not willing to give money, to, the ruler.
用今天的话来说，那不是那个情妇贪污吗？
Now, if you use the word of today, isn't that mean that ruler was looking for a bribe?
清明在哪里呢？
So where was this reasonableness of the government?
这丢人了，你要留心，现在许多的神学思想是怎么来的呢？
So how did these theological thoughts come about?
对不起，我又简单的提了，还有不多的时间。
So I mentioned briefly, we don't have much time left.
你看到那个来源的时候，你就知道那是问题的严重。
So when you see the origin, then you know the seriousness of that problem.
自从进化论出现了以后
，Ever since evolution appeared,
就引起人很多的思想上面的你可以说变化也好，发展也好。
It has brought about many changes or.Development in the thought of man.
对文学那一方面就引出了一个研究文学的方法。
So from it, there is a method by which you can study literature.
那个方法就叫做高等批评吧，如果从学术上面来说。
So that method is called higher criticism.
那它文学的批评过去就是这个东西没出来以前。那他们就是批评文学的本身和内容。
So in the past, they would criticize the content of that literature itself.
那这个东西出来以后呢，那个研究的对象就从文学的本身转移到的文学的作者的那一方面去。
They will start from the literature itself, then turn towards the author.
作者的背景、作者的风格，那么这么一些。
The background of the author, the style of the author.
那这样的一个方法呢？
Now this method,
就给十九世纪那个时候的不信的基督徒。
So this gave to the unbelieving Christians of that time.
特别是那些学不信的基督徒学者基督教学者了。
Okay, the unbelieving Christian students.
他们也引用过来。
They also used it.
他们就来批评圣经了。
So then they started to criticize.
就来考究圣经了。
So they started to investigate the.
他们要看这个圣经究竟是不是真的是这个人写的。
So their focus was on whether.This book was written by a certain author.
那在最早期的时候，他们就找出了，他说《创世纪》并不是摩西写的。
So then, in the early days, they claimed that Genesis was not written by Moses.
它是有许许多多的各个地方的那些神话的传说片段的有人把它集合起来，就成了《创世纪》。
And that many fables and stories were put together.To form the book of Genesis.
所以他们就分成主要的分成，不提他了。反正什么是三类。
And they were just divided into three different groups.
一个 J 本 E 本 P 本。
So there was a J group, an E group, and a P group.
那么就合起来就是创世纪了。
And then, of course, they put these three.Different sections together, and it was the book of
Genesis. 这样一来呀，创世纪就不是神的启示了。
So then Genesis was no longer the revelation of God.
创世纪只不过是就成了神话了。
Now Revelation was but a fairy tale.
是神话的大成了。
It's the formation of a fairy tale.
那不单是这样。
Not only that.
他们又说但以理。
They also say the book of Daniel.
他不可能把那些事情说得那么准确的。
It was impossible for Daniel to so clearly describe the events in the book.
用他们考究出来的那些理由。
And then through their own reasonings about the book of Daniel.
就说但以理啊，是那个历史已经过了以后，一个不知名的人把它写出来，就托但以理的名。
And then it was an unknown author that after the events had occurred, used Daniel's name to put together the book of Daniel.
不单是旧约的事情是这样。
Not only is it this the way.
他们说到以赛亚有几个以赛亚呢？
Then they said, how many Isaiahs are there?
因为以赛亚里面所说的文字啊、风格啊，都不是一口合成的。
And they felt that the thought and the way Isaiah was written, it was not one person who wrote it.
甚至他们连新约的那个约翰福音，他们也在那里打个问号。
And they were questioning the Gospel of John.
他说约翰福音啊，究竟是不是约翰写的？他们还不能确定。
So they are not sure whether the Gospel of John was written by John.
所以弟兄姊妹，有些时候你看到基督教的老一点的那个文字啊。
So if you look at some of the older literature, Christian literature.
他们不叫约翰福音做约翰福音的。
They don't call it the Gospel of John.
我们晓得四福音的头三本是差不多那个内容啊。
So we know that the first three Gospels are very similar in thought.
他们就叫这三本福音叫做福类福音。
And they call them the synoptic Gospels.
那当然，约翰福音跟头三本福音是不一样。
Now, of course, the Gospel of John is different than the synoptic Gospels.
但是他们觉得约翰不可能写出这样的文字来。
But they felt that John couldn't have written such a piece of.
因为约翰不过是一个打鱼的人。
Because John was but a fisherman.
他怎么能把约翰福音那么高的、那么深奥的那些道理表达出来
？How could he express such high thoughts as mentioned in the Gospel of John？
连那个太初有道的那个道字他都会用。
And then he even knew how to use that.Word in the first verse, in the beginning was the word.
这个道是在那个时候是很少人用的。
Rarely was that word ever used in that time.
据说是在约翰几百年以前，大概好像五百年以前嘛，有一个哲学家曾经用过。
And then 500 years before John, someone had used that word.
一个打鱼的人怎么会用这个字呢
？How can a fisherman know to use this word?
里面就说到生命。
And there it speaks about life.
里面又说到光。
Speaks about light.
里面又说到爱。
Speaks about love.
里面说到许多的比喻都是很深奥的。
And many parables within it were very mystic.
约翰怎么可能有这个条件呢
？How could John have written such?
所以他们叫约翰福音叫做第四福音。
So they called the Gospel of John the fourth gospel.
明明在那里否认约翰福音是约翰的记录
，rejecting that John wrote the book of John.
但是感谢神
，but thank God.
神的话已安定在天。
The word of God is established.
人可以用许多的方法去要扭曲它，要改变。
Man can use many ways to try to distort the word of God.
但神自己在那里证明。他的话是准确的。
But God is there proving that His word is accurate.
弟兄姊妹知道上一个世纪四零年代的时候，大概是四零年代的时候，不是发现了死海古卷吗
？So in the last century, in the 1940s, they discovered the Dead Sea Scrolls.
死海古卷里边就有很比较完整的旧约圣经。
And then in the Dead Sea Scrolls, you have found a more complete Old Testament.
那就把许许多多人以为是这样那样的，全都推倒了。
And then, it overthrew many of the beliefs that man had.
显明人是虚幻的。
Proving that man is foolish.
唯有神的话是安定在天。
Only God's word is established.
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常严肃的一些事情。
So this is a very serious matter.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our Lord.
他用着他自己的话来留给我们。
He uses his own word to leave with us.
明确的向我们指出。
Something that points very clearly to us.
使人归正。 教导人学义。
And a word for correction, for training in righteousness.
都是有益的。
And these are all profitable.
使属神的人得以完全。
That the man of God can be equipped and perfected.
预备行各样的善事。
To do good things.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做完全？
What does it mean to be perfected?
把我们带回起初神的心意里，那个就是完全。
It is to be brought back to the heart of God in the beginning.
把我们带回神造人的目的里，那就是完全。
So that we can be brought into the heart of God or the purpose of God.
就这些从泥土里头出来的人，能毫无保留地彰显神的形象，那就是完全。
So that man can express the image of God, that is adequate or perfected.
什么叫做行各样的善事呢？
What does it mean to be equipped for every good work?
感谢主，各样的善事不是修桥补路。
Now, every good work does not mean that you're going to build bridges or build roads.
乃是以弗所书二章上头所说到的神的旨意完全的成就。
And that is what is written in Ephesians chapter 2, that the will of God is completely fulfilled.
因此弟兄姊妹，我们现在就要留意一件事了。
So now we have to pay attention to one thing.
在基督教的历史的里头，
In the history of Christianity,
一直到现在，就是那些没有把神的话放在眼里的人，他们都承认都在那里喊一件事情。
So those that do not believe in the Word of God, they're all proclaiming this.
圣经是指导我们生活的那个至高的权威。
It is the highest authority.In directing our living.
当然这个生活应该是包括属灵的生活，是属地上的生活。
Of course, this includes the spiritual living as well as the physical living.
但是这个已经沦为一个口号了。
But this has somehow become a slogan.
只是在那里喊而已。
But they're just proclaiming the slogan.
没有实际了。
There is no reality.
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
当地上的光景是这样的，越来越背弃神、偏离神的路的时候，
when the situation on earth is to more and more to rebel against God, to leave God,
我们回到神自己的话里面去接受他自己的发表。
Let us return to the Word of God and to receive what is expressed in the Bible.
就是他使我们归正的那一条唯一的路。
That He is the only way by which we can be corrected.
他也是我们属灵的生活、教会的生活、个人的生活实实在在的那个绝对的指导的标准。
And He is the standard by which we ought to live the personal life, our church life.
如果我们心里面还向着神有一点的心意的，
If we still have a heart after God's will,
我们仰望主，叫我们这一点心意苏醒得更明确更大。
We look to the Lord that this will may be more clearly expressed and have a greater place in our lives.
在这个背弃神的世代的里边，我们坚决的持守着神的话是我们绝对的权威。
And in this rebellious generation, we may acknowledge the Bible as the greatest authority in our lives.
指导我们活在神的面前。
To direct us to live before God.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意一件事。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
你读启示录七封书信的时候，
When you read the seven epistles in the book of Revelation,
你很清楚能留意到一件事。
You will find something there.
叫我们的主稍微有点满意的。
So there is something there that pleases the Lord.
乃是属神的人持守神的道，
that the men of God may uphold the true word of God.
但愿主恩待怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy and grace.
让我们重新来尊重神自己的话。
That we may again lift up or honor the word of God.
我们看教会的历史。
If we look at church history.
我们非常清楚地看见每一次教会得到很大的复兴。
We clearly see that every time there is a revival in the church.
有一件事情是非常明显的。
There is one matter that is very evident.
乃是回到神的话语。
And that is a return to the word of God.
我们求神在这一个弯曲悖谬的世代里头吸引我们回归到神的话语。
We ask that God in this rebellious and crooked generation that we may return to His word.
因为只有神的话是使我们归正的唯一的路。
Because only the word of God can bring us back to the correct path.
我们祷告。
Let us bow with a word of prayer.
主啊，求你亲自显明你自己的话语的权柄。
Lord, may you reveal the authority of your word.
你让我们这些活在幕后的时代，在等候你的神的儿女们的中间。
That we who live in these end days who are waiting for your return.
因着你自己的话，我们蒙了保守。
That through your word we may be kept.
叫我们是非常明亮的来等候你的回来。
That we may clearly wait for your return.
能照着你自己的心意，预备我们自己，装饰整齐来等候你。
That we may be equipped and ready for your return through your own word.
主啊，我们承认我们是有许多的缺陷。
Lord, we confess that we have many shortcomings.
但愿我们的主，你不住借着你的话给我们照明。
But Lord, you continue to enlighten us through your word.
让我们在你面前能被带到一个地步合你的心意。
That before you we may be brought to a condition, Lord, where we can satisfy your heart.
主啊，我们把我们众人都交托在你手里。
Lord, we commit all of us into your hands.
愿主让我们在你的话里面时刻看见光。
That we may, in your word, often see light.
跟随你话语的光来行走前面的路。
To follow the light of your word, to walk the way ahead.
叫荣耀归给你。
That may all glory be unto you.
叫你的喜悦显明在我们的身上。
That your delight may be manifested in us.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.